What did you read about?
They're on their way, well, they're at the hospital. Mm-hmm. And Kate's about to have the surgery. And, yeah. And now the doctor's coming in all late.
Oh, guess what? I did something good yesterday. I went to do something at org.
That's
just going there is a good thing.
Okay.
You know, because I got an email. And it was like, donate some pants. I want to do it. This is a good book. She needs some blood marrow. And it was about, I watched some videos.
So you made a connection to how you were donating pants.
No. Before that, I watched a video about these people. And they donated blood to this person who had like the same thing she has.
Go ahead.
Brian and I exchange a glance. Is this the cold-hearted man, the one who is still leading us through the war, our general, our white knight? Before we can even backpedal with explanations, Dr. Chance takes a sharpie marker and draws a face on a latex, complete with a set of wire-rimmed glasses to match his own. There he says, with a smile that changes him. He hands it back to Kate. I only see my sister Suzanne once or twice a year. She lives less than an hour in several thousand
philosophical.
Give her a chance to figure it out.
Convictions away. As far as I can tell, Suzanne gets paid a lot of money to boss people around, which means theoretically that she did her career training with me. Our father died while mowing the lawn on his 49th birthday. Our mother never quite sued herself together. Herself together in an aftermath. Suzanne, 10 years, my senior, took up the slack. She made sure I did my homework and filled out law school applications and dreamed big. She was smart and beautiful and always knew what to say at any given moment. She could take catastrophe. She could take any catastrophe and find a logical antidote to cure it, which is what made her such a success in her job. She was just as comfortable in the bathroom as she was jogging along with Charles. She made it all look easy. Who wouldn't want a role model like that? My first strike was marrying a guy without a college degree. My second and third were getting pregnant. I suppose that when I didn't go on to become the next Gloria, she was justified in counting me a failure, as I suppose that now.